Blog Talk Radio.
Hey. 1, 2, 1, 2.
You're listening to the Morning Glory International Voice of Hope with Minister Kim, providing you with that gleam of hope. This is your host, Minister Kim, coming to bring you a gleam of hope for the entire family. We have something here each week for everyone, so tune in, grab your pens, your pads, and your whole family, and join us. Happy holidays, Merry Christmas, and a prosperous New Year. I'm so excited to be back in the studio with you this morning. If you feel like calling in and telling us how you enjoyed your Christmas with your families and loved ones, hit us up at 347-857-1295. Last week, we had an amazing guest from Beaufort, South Carolina, author Phyllis Smart, who stopped by to share with us some nuggets in getting to our true identity by way of divorcing the spirit of rejection and its members. That's manipulation, you know, all those things, all those little family friends. Check this episode out right here on blogtalkradio.com/themorningglory. Today's topic, I want to just give you some tips today as we prepare for 2016. Are you ready? You know what? I am so ready for 2016. Whatever God has for me, I'm preparing my heart, mind, and soul to be submissive to God. Today's topic is post-holiday tips for you and the family. So, yep, we have some tips for you so you can be ready for the new year. I know the shopping and the long lines at the department stores are not over because I heard that they got 50% sales all over, especially at Toys R Us. But don't leave. Stay with us until we conclude this show today. But because of that, I know that we also deal with other things. So we're going to talk about that when we come back. So family and friends, it's just Radio Angel and I conducting this train this morning. Sit back, relax, and don't forget to grab a pad and a pen and jot down these nuggets that we're about to give you today on the Morning Glory International Voices of Hope. Radio Angel,
come on.
Take the mic.
Brothers and sisters, I'm feeling real good because it ain't over. Right before I die, I got it.
Let out my dream so I can be what he meant for me. Not just for me, but so they can see much more of him and less of me.
Right before I die, I got it.
Before I die,
gotta.
Hey, come on, like you.
Hey. Woo, family, this is a holiday season, amen. The celebration don't stop, amen. We ought to celebrate Jesus Christ, celebrate our loved ones each and every day, every moment that God gives us a breath to just say hello, you know, text them, write them, hang out with them. It's a wonderful thing, amen. So I'm so excited to be at this portion of the year. Ready, Angel? This is the best time of the year for me. Why? Because we get to celebrate the birth of Jesus Christ. We get to see the love that he consistently shows us through people. And I feel people are more respectful, apologetic, and kind to each other. I hope that in 2016, Radio Angel, that we all can stay in this feeling, this emotion, this atmosphere that no matter what takes place within your family, on your job, in your businesses, in ministry, that you understand that Jesus is the season for the reason. Jesus is the why you are still here, the why you are going through whatever you need to deal with, and that he never brings you to something and never sees the end. He is going to bring you in and he's going to bring you out. He is the Alpha, the Omega, beginning and the end. He is omnipresent. So please remember that as you enter into a new year, just remember a couple of weeks ago you were just celebrating, you know, Christmas, and here you are at odds with one another. Y'all was breaking bread and laughing and singing Christmas carols, and now you don't want to speak. The devil is a liar. We're not going back and forth with that. Love, love unconditionally. Just have to throw that in. Today, again, for those who are just joining us, we want to welcome you. Thank you for supporting us all year long. We appreciate you. Today, post-holiday tip for you and the family, right? We're going to have a great time because we're going to fill your cup up with some healthy, some happy, and energized tips to get you gleaming for 2016. Remember, this is the time that you really need to hone in and really celebrate what God has done. Think back over this year. Yes, it has not always been the greatest. I know I can testify to that. But what made it great for me is that God brought me through it all. Amen? And I was not by myself. God has strategically put wonderful people in my life that helped me in my darkest moments. Amen? If they weren't physically there, they was there spiritually. They was there emotionally. Amen. They might have said a kind word. They might have chastised me constructively. They might have hugged me, smiled. They might have just stood there, didn't say anything, but their presence I felt. So with that, I would like for you to remember to keep smiling, keep sending those texts. Keep posting on your social media sites. Please, please, somebody might be in a dark spot, a dark place, amen, and they can't get themselves out, but God has placed their name, their face, amen, before you. Not only pray for them, but reach out to them. We'll be back with our post-holiday tips right here on the Morning Glory International Voices of Hope with Minister Kim, Radio Angel, family and friends. We'll be right back.
You
some tips for you to keep you festivity. Guess what? We got a caller online, and we want to bring you in. Welcome to the Morning Glory International Community Development, where we bring you breakfast for your soul, as well as praying moms, and today, Voices of Hope. We are here to celebrate you. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Caller?
Good morning.
Good morning. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Happy New Year.
How are you, Myra?
I'm good, my sister Kim. How are you?
I am well. You see, I put everything in it, right? The whole family. Amen. The prayer ministry, everything. Because I want people to know that we just don't come here on Saturdays and broadcast, but throughout the week, we are just truly coming together and fellowshipping in prayer. Amen. With women and men around the world, amen, dropping nuggets into one another to inspire us to draw closer to God. So are you calling in to give us some of your memories on yesterday about Christmas or to help us out with our post-holiday tips?
Oh, wow. Okay.
I thought I was calling you to listen.
My sister, I love you, though. And good morning, Radio Angel. I tell you, the memory of yesterday was different than we've ever done it before. I think this is the first time we've never done the gift thing. And it was okay. We survived. And we had a good time. We invited this lady over, and it was just wonderful. It was just wonderful. We just enjoyed our fellowship. We enjoyed, you know, Jesus' birthday. And you know, my mom, even though she would do this holiday thing, she really didn't like holidays because she felt that people put too much into a holiday instead of just living the remainder of the year. So it's about finding ways to interact with each other, give God his glory, and to honor him daily, not just on a day. So we had a different kind of Christmas yesterday, and it was blessed.
Awesome. I like it. Thank you for sharing your fond memories of Christmas. And you're right. We should not just do it on a day, but we should love and interact with one another as often as we can. You know, there was a sitcom that I really loved. I used to watch it every week. Remember Soul Food? Do you remember Soul Food? And every Sunday after church, what they would do, you know, they would get together and just break bread, you know. And it's needed. It's a foundation that I really don't see us
anymore
continuing on with. You know, it's dying out because everything is microwavable, you know. You know, everyone's so busy.
Absolutely.
So we got change.
And we didn't do traditional. I haven't, well, I meant to do traditional for Christmas, but ended up I didn't do traditional. But we had a fabulous, fantastic meal anyway.
Awesome. Wonderful.
Yes.
Wonderful.
Yes. And we just want to thank you all for what you do. I'm on behalf of all your listeners. We just want to thank you and Radio Angel and the other people that sit in that position at times because you all really bring something to us and make us think about things in ways we may not have thought about them before. And so just want to say that to you.
Oh, thank you, Myron. We want to thank you so much and all of our listeners who are tuned in today or who have tuned in the past and will download the show later on. We want to thank you from our hearts to your hearts. We love you. We appreciate you. And let's just come in again in 2016 and go higher together. Call in and let us know what is needed of us to get you where you need to go. Amen. And I'm committed to that. I want to see you grow. I want to hear the testimonies of how God is just truly blessing you. Even when you go through a storm, amen, I believe in every season that there's a learned lesson in it. So just continue to hang out with us and do us a favor and share the radio show, the ministry, with your loved ones. Can you do that?
Well, yes, we can.
Thank you so much. Love you.
Love you all. I'm looking forward to enjoying the rest of the show.
Thank you for staying with us, and thank all of y'all who are online today. Okay, so we're going to get right into our post-holiday tips. I want to read this for us to understand where we go in today. According to Dr. Judith Althoff, an assistant professor of psychiatry at the University of California in Los Angeles, this season, millions of Americans every year experience is called seasonal affective disorder. Suicidal, homicidal rates triple due to individuals becoming overwhelmed with Christmas and New Year's Eve. Christmas usually brings on the sadness over the loss of relatives, stress because of finances, and check this out, most companies terminate employees during this time. Where is the heart at these days? Isn't that crazy? Like, why would you terminate someone? But you know what? It's the end of the year. And guess what? It helps with the balancing of their finances. Yeah, sorry to say that. If someone got terminated during these last few weeks, that's just why they terminate you. But I also believe that one door closes, opens up a new door for you, and it was just your season. It was your season to move on. Amen? So don't take it in the negative. Take it in a positive way. Look up and be hopeful for your future. So here with us today, we are going to talk about some awesome tips in a few minutes. We're going to go higher, and we'll be back as Radio Angel do that. Take us higher. We'll be back.
Every area of our life, there's a beginning. So now, in the beginning, everything after that is coming to pass or has come to pass.
Mm-hmm.
So you have the power to speak in the beginning. This is the beginning. Today is the beginning of the best days of my life. Today is the beginning that I am going to be weight conscious. Today is the beginning that I'm not going to be stressed all the time. Today is the beginning that I'm going to think the beginning. Because in the beginning, it's a thought. And then you speak it, and it becomes the beginning.
Mm.
God is awesome.
Mm. Yes, he is.
Mm.
Mm.
Great message, right? From Elder Hazel Bullock. Amen. We call her Auntie Hazel. Great message. Power in your mouth. Amen. There is power in your mouth. Okay, so let's get it going. All right, post-holiday tip number one, hype your mood with sunlight. All right, you say, well, you know what? It's winter, and guess what? There's no sunlight. Nope, it sure enough is, because yesterday was 73 degrees right here in New York, so we got sun, and regardless of what season you're in, the sun is always out. Sometimes we cannot see it through the clouds, but the sun never leaves. It's always there. You have to get some sunlight. It's important. What am I saying here? Throughout the holiday seasons, a lot of times, like I said, it's called SAD, seasonal affective disorder. We tend to lose some of our hormonal levels, the serotonin and stuff that will cause us to shift into a mood. It could be a situation. It could be thinking of a lost loved one. It could be, again, like I said earlier, due to your finances. But if you get some sunlight, it does help you to balance. Let me read what it says. Hype your mood with sunlight. It stimulates the production of feel-good serotonin and also helps relieve seasonal affective disorder, which impacts millions of Americans every year, right? We must understand that you have to go outdoors. Even if you're feeling gloomy, get outside. You have to do something that will contradict what is trying to take over you. You got to fight. This is a season where you need to fight. You know, I could have got all mushy eye on yesterday. I lost a dear friend this year. And I was like, nope, I'm not going in. I push myself. Now, that's just me, amen? But you might not have it in you, and this is why I encourage you to go outside, get some sunlight. Let God put an angel in your path, a woman, a female, even a child. someone that will just spark something in you to cause you to be grateful, to be appreciated, amen, to understand that there is love, there is light that's going around you. It is so important. Do not stay inside. Do not isolate yourself. This is not the time to do that. God is going to bring you into 2016. And if you're going to come in that way, guess what? That can just kick off your year that way. And I'm declaring over your life that you're going to have joy. You're going to have energy. Amen. You're going to be happy and you're going to be merry. Not just for one day, but you're going to be happy and merry 365 days. I don't care what happens. You're still going to be happy because the Bible says that we've been may endure for a night, but joy cometh the morning. Allow your joy to be this day. Amen? Ah, I had to go there. I want to quicken someone's spirit because I don't want you to have a pity party. Because I'm not joining your pity party. I'm telling you, all my friends have said, I'm not joining your pity party in 2016. I'm going to shake that thing off. Literally, if I have to just take your body and just shake you, then I'm going to shake it. Because guess what? That is not the plan of God for your life. The second thing is take a whiff of citrus. Yes, I love citrus fruit. If you ever came to my home, I always have my glaze, you know, something smelling rosy, or a candle burning. And I really didn't understand the essence of that, but smells really do something for your mind, amen, with your emotion. Researchers study depression. Depression had found that certain citrus fragrance boosts feelings of well-being and alleviates stress by upping levels of the norepinephrine, a hormone that affects the mood. Let me say something else, too. Working out. I'm working out, thank God, for my coach, Ebony, and my UBA team, and we work out 3 times a week. And she'll say this when I get on the treadmill or the elliptical bike, she'll go, count. Hello. You know, come on, we move it on to something else. But I get in my zone, and it's because my endorphins, amen, those endorphins that we're talking about are being stimulated, and I'm on high. Sometimes I find myself screaming. I'm like, yes! And I feel, I'm like, oh, my God, you know, I'll turn around and look. But it feels good because I'm tapping into those endorphins, and when I finish, I feel like I'm on cloud 9. So not only take a hike to get some sun, take a hike to get out there and meet some people that's going to just fill you up, make you feel happy, make you feel appreciated, make you understand the reason why you are still here. Amen? Take a whiff of citrus fruit. I love it. That can be an orange scent. You know, lemons are good to smell. All these things are really good just for you to breathe in. One study said that it would be smart to even get a handkerchief and sprinkle some of that. You can get some citrus oil. Amen. Go to the health store and put it on your handkerchief, you know, when you're not. Can we still do that, Radio Angel? You know, back in the days, you know, our mothers used to carry these lace handkerchiefs around. I wonder if people still do that. Do you see that sometimes, Radio Angel?
I do not.
You do not, right?
I do not. I don't. Nobody even carries handkerchiefs, so. Yeah.
All right, you know what?
One of those times.
Right. You know what? Here I go. I was going to say, you know what? Let's give out a gift. But I got to go find some handkerchiefs before I can give them out. So that's going to be my homework for this week, guys. I am going to go into the store sometime this week, before next week, and see if I can find some lace handkerchiefs or some handkerchiefs for our gentlemen. And if you tune in with me on next week, amen, as we prepare our hearts for our upcoming 21-day consecration, you'll get a gift from us, okay? We're going to give you some handkerchiefs because we need to bring that back too. Some handkerchiefs, some lace handkerchiefs for my ladies, my sisters. And then for my brothers, we're going to give you some nice handkerchiefs, maybe with your initials on it, something like that. I'll see what we can do. Because we need to bring that stuff back, Kim. How much stuff is fading out? Right?
It's true. The microwave took over and the oven is on vacation. Yeah, it's true.
Yeah. How much stuff has faded out? We got to get back into the old stuff, the traditional things that kept us together, that kept our children informed and appreciated, amen, the simple things of life, right? Like you said, the microwave has taken over. Technology has taken over. I was hearing some of my friends on what they were buying for their kids, and I was like, what happened to board games? Like, nobody gets board games anymore?
Oh, my goodness. That's crazy, because last year I know that Empress had an event, and I bought three checkers, board games checkers, because you're right. People are not what you call them. They're not doing board games. Everybody's doing videos. And I do suggest that you do board games. Like when you have your family time, you know, one, create a family time. That's first and foremost. Create family time. And in the family time, you do board games. Because board games are very easy, simple, and they're not expensive. They're not expensive, especially around this time. So I went and got me an Uno set for like $6 and stuff. So Gabrielle is a young lady that lives here with us. She's like six years old, or is she seven now? I don't know. She's six or seven. And she loves board games. We play board games all the time. So, and she beat me in checkers the other day. I mean, she really, because it takes a lot of, it takes a lot of work. People don't think it, but it takes a lot of work to play checkers and chess. And she, when I say she whipped me, she whipped me so bad in chess, I had to go in my room and just close the door. She was so, you know, these board games help our children to think, too. I think I'm going offline, so I'm going to the left. So I'm just going to sip on my water right here and let you continue to be
No, you wasn't going to the left, but it's a great thing, because these are some post-holiday tips that we need to encourage people to do. Spend time with your family. Break out those board games. And if not, you can always go to Family Dollar Store. They got them like $5, you know, like the Trouble Game. Monopoly is an awesome game. You can play Monopoly almost all day. And also you're teaching your children the value of money. You're teaching about how to invest, you know, how to buy some land and some houses and stuff like that. And it's a good dialogue piece. And that's what I love about board games. It stimulates the mind. It causes them to think. But it also creates an atmosphere dialogue with your children, because there is no distractions. Television, you know, the text messages and the instant messages that our children get that they always have. You know, on yesterday, and this is part of the tip too, on yesterday what we did was, you know, we were called in to have break bread. And my cousin Cheyenne that lives with us, she had a tablet and she brought it to the table. And I said, we about to pray. What you doing with that? And she said, no, I'm going to put it down. And she put it between our legs. And I was like, no, go put it over there away from you, because this is not what we do. And everybody was like, yeah, because what happens in the days when we didn't, you know, we didn't have all that? You know, we embraced one another. We were more, you know, responsible or responsive to one another. You know, nowadays, you know, you say, hi, how you doing? They look up from a phone because they're busy looking at, you know, their phone. They you know, engaging with their friends or whatever they're looking at through Google, whatever, but it's no more that one-to-one, that direct conversation. I'm like, do you hear me? But no, they really don't, because they're too engaged, you know. But that's another show. Let me give another tip before we go to a commercial. Walk away from worries. Let me tell you something. I just said I am not, right, Radio Angel? I am not having titty parties when nobody comes 2016, and I already implement that now. So guess what? I'm going to take my necessary feet, and I'm going to walk away. I can give you information. I can give you some nuggets. But guess what? I can't stay there and dwell there with you. I can't, because then you're going to rob me of what I already put inside of me. And it takes a lot to put inside of me, for me, with me. So, no, I'm not going to do that with you. If you feel some type of way, take a walk. Go outside, walk. I don't care if it's snowing. I don't care if it's nasty. I love the rain. Walk in the rain. Talk to yourself. Do whatever necessary. But guess what? Don't have a pity party. Don't allow your worries to overtake you, and you can't get no rest. You can't get things done. That is not the will of God. We'll be back on the Morning Glory International Voices of Hope with Minister Karen Radio Angel and family friends. Stay tuned.
God bless you. This is Pastor Thomas S. Cooper. Sometimes life can seem like a puzzle, so many pieces, not knowing where they fit. We know someone who can help you master this puzzle. Jesus is and will always be the answer. I want to take this time to invite you to join us each Sunday morning at Kingdom Life Temple. We're located at 3030 Jerome Avenue in the Bronx, New York, between Deadwood Park Boulevard and 204th Street. Our service time is Sunday morning, 9:45 a.m., and we also offer children's ministry during our main worship service and our midweek service on Wednesdays at 7:30 p.m., also offering our teen Bible study. We'd love to see you in the place. We have a saying at our church, one voice, one sound, one family, one love. God bless you, and I look forward to seeing you this Sunday.
All right, are y'all ready for some more post-holiday tips right here on the Voices of Hope? I hope these tips are being helpful and you're writing them down. I told you this train is riding, amen, to bring you the gleam of hope, amen, to give you some energy that's going to take you into the new year. And guess what? You can call in, Myra called in, if you have any more tips that you would like to share with us, come on, let's add it. I got another one. Sleep better with a 5-HTP. This plant extraction, available in capsules at most drugstores, is thought to increase the serotonin, reducing anxiety and improving sleep. Amen. It's called HTP. Go to your nearest drugstore. We need to be balanced, especially us women, amen. We need to have balance in our life. And a lot of times we get anxiety. You know, I've heard a lot of women talk about anxiety attacks, amen, because they just get overwhelmed with life and the responsibilities that they have. But, you know, ask God for balance. Ask God to help you balance out your day. And remember, ladies, that we are not superwoman. Whatever you can't manage today, get it done tomorrow. Tomorrow is another day. Do not over bombard yourself. Amen. And one thing I did learn this year, stop overextending myself. This is a great tip. Stop overextending yourself. Amen. Know your limits. Stay in your limits. Okay, because that also can burn you out, amen, and you're wondering why you're feeling all of these ways, whether it's anxiety, you know, whether anxious or depressed, all that is because we overextend ourselves, and then when we are not able to fulfill it, it puts us in some type of mood, amen, and I'm going to call it the funky mood, amen, it's funky, it stinks, and those around you experience that, amen, because sometimes your responses are not nice because of how you're feeling. And that's another tip. Be mindful of your reactions, how you react to certain things. Make sure that it's not stemming from something that has already been rooted in you, fueled up in you. You might have had, you know, not an okay day at work. You might be dealing with your finances. You might be dealing with family things. And, you know, then your boss comes, ask you a question, and you just blow off at the top of the thing. So let's be mindful of that, if you please. But check out this ingredient, HTP, which is supposed to be available in all local drugstores, and it's supposed to increase your serotonin to reduce anxiety. And this is healthy tips that I'm talking about. Amen. I ain't talking about going to the psychiatrist. But if you need to, then that's what you need to do. I'm going to give you this last one, and then we're going right into In the Hood, our next segment. There is, if you just take the palm of your hand, and this is something that the Chinese medicine do, and I've had it, it's called pressure points, right between your thumb, amen, right there, that little space. And if you squeeze it, first of all, for me, it's going to be tension because I'm only writing with my right hand. But it reduces, again, another hormone level, and it shoots right to the serotonin, and it reduces anxiety. So important, okay? So I hope these tips help you. And if so, you know, hit us up. You can hit us up on Facebook, The Morning Glory IV or Hope, as well as email us at hope@themorningglory.com. We'll be back with our next segment in the hood.
Happy New Year! Okay, it's not New Year's yet, but it'll be New Year's in less than 6 days. No, sorry about that. Less than 7 days. Okay, all right, fine, in 7 days. It'll be New Year's. Listen, I want to wish you, everyone, a Happy New Year. However, there's some things that need to be done in the New Year. But before we get to the New Year, I want you guys to start writing these things down. And I want you to take them all with you to Lucinda's Vision Board Party. Yes, she's having a Vision Board Party in the New York area. This is the second one within the last 60 days, which is awesome because we definitely need to write down our visions. So she's having a Vision Board Party, and it's January 16th. Woohoo! I'm excited. So listen, if you want to check out Melissa Cam or me, Radio Angel, we're definitely going to be in the building. So come on through. You can get more information, one, on our Facebook page, or two, at LucindaCourse.com. At LucindaCourse.com. I'm excited because there's so many new things that the ministry is doing and we as individuals are doing, Minister Kim as well as myself, Radio Angel / Kim. Again, we want to also remind you that on every third Saturday, Kingdom Life Temple has their pantry. We have fed over 150 families, and these are not little families like mother and child. This is like mother, father, and three kids. So come on out. Come on out, get some food. Or if you want to support us, come on down and give us some food. Touch bases with us at the ministry. You can send us an email at hope@themorningglory.org. hope@themorningglory.org. Get in contact with us so we can give you the proper information so that you can do donations. We take food donations, we take money donations, we take all those donations, and we take those donations and we feed the community. Okay. So this is like one of the greatest things that are happening. So Lucinda, of course, you know, she's always doing things for the women. Well, her and her husband, yes, her wonderful husband, have teamed up to bring a conference to the New York area for the men. Wow, the men. It's going to be the bomb. It's March 20th of 2016. Listen, all that information is on our Facebook page, and it's also on our website. So make sure you go over there and check it out. So they're also looking for some male panelists, because if you have a message that you want to tell the men, you know, contact LucindaCourse.com and submit your information, because they're looking for male panelists. And here's something brand new. Well, actually, it's not brand new. It is backed by popular demand. Money Making Mondays. That's what I said, Money Making Mondays, by the one and only, the Business Bricklayer. You don't remember her? That's me. Hello. How could you forget? Radio Angel. It's me. Anyway, starting January 18th, every Monday for the next 7 Mondays after that, we're going to have Money Making Mondays. Now, I'm going to show you how to get more money in your paycheck, how to get more money in your life, to start your business, to start saving, because that's the thing. 2016, guys, we need to start saving more. So I'm going to show you how to get extra money. Check us out on our webpage, themorningglory.org, or check us out on our Facebook page. All the information for it will be there. Now, the other thing is, listen, We want to be able to support your community. That's right, support your community and spread the word about all the wonderful things that you guys are doing out there. It doesn't matter whether you're in Nigeria, California, or right here in our backyard in the South Bronx. We want to be able to support your cause. We want to be able to tell the world all about what you're doing. And in order for you to do that, you got to, guess what? Let us know that that's what's going on, because we don't know. And the best way to let us know is by sending us an email. Our email, yes, at themorningglory.org. Wait a minute, I said that wrong. Well, that's our webpage, so you can always go there and catch us there. But at hope@themorningglory.org. Hope@themorningglory.org. All right, we'll see you shortly.
Of the show that we get to shout you out, some love on you, to give you that gleam of hope that we love doing to all of our first day family and friends. We want to wish you a happy birthday to Darlene Green. Her birthday was on the 22nd, Barbara Mayo on the 23rd, along with Carol St. Carr, my sister, my friend from North Carolina. Oh, she was just on the line with us today, too. And Brandy B. Jones. And today, she is not only a co-worker, but she is also my dear friend. Shout out to Nicole Brown and my boo, Samuel E. Underwood. He will be celebrating his 58th birthday on tomorrow, along with some of my good friends, Ray Jenkins, that you hear every week when she's talking about that money, authentic money. Her birthday is tomorrow, everyone. And Scott McMahon, my friend, my brother in the gospel. Happy birthday to each and every one of you. Keep smiling and enjoy your birthday. We'll be back on the Morning Glory International Voices of Hope. Our birthday segment. It's a pleasure Don't forget to submit your birthday, anniversary, anything that you want to share with us so that we can publicly announce it right here on the Morning Glory International Voices of Hope. You can send us an inbox message on Facebook, which is the Morning Glory IV of Hope, or you can email us at hope@themorningglory. I'm here to let you know we got something for everybody. Is to you, our young people. Ask Kimani. She is definitely going to be up and running with us come January 2016. But she writes these awesome blogs that you can check out at our website at www.themorningglory.org. In this month's blog, she talked about just having a balanced, holy life and some of the struggles that she has had to face and how God really helps her overcome them. And she gives us some tips for us to look at as young people, how to balance a holy life. And she just shares with us, you know, what she's learned and what she's taken away from it. But I would like for you to read it, give her some input on it by checking her out. You can email Kimani at askkimani, that's spelled A-S-K-I-M-A-N-I, at themorningglory.org. Again, you can always inbox us on Facebook, and we'll definitely get you connected with Kimani. God bless you. We'll be back. Enjoying the show today as we talk about post-holiday tips here on the Morning Glory International Voices of Hope. The shopping and long lines at the department stores are not over. Why? Because you probably forgot someone and are feeling guilty, or some items you purchased were either malfunctioned or not the right size, so you're heading back to the mall. And for those who are watching their weight but went off their diet, might be feeling a little bit blue today and all the other emotions that come with preparing for New Year's. No worries. We definitely had some helpful tips for you today. Remember, if you didn't have that pad and that pen to jot them down, or you had to step away and you missed any of our post-holiday tips, guess what? You can always archive our show by going to www.themorningglory.org or continue to be a friend of a friend and our fan page on Facebook, The Morning Glory IV or Hope, and we'll definitely get you this broadcast and to share with your family and friends. Coming up, we're going to talk about authentic money. The birthday girl is giving us a tip for the season. We'll be back.
Hey there again. It's Ray Jenkins of Money Authentically here. And coming back to wrap up a segment that we were doing on prioritizing your money. And so last segment, we talked about what's not prioritizing. And we definitely, you know, addressed the fact that we're not dealing with the mechanics of money because that's more finance. We're dealing with money and your relationship with money. Okay, so what is prioritizing your money? Well, back in my unsaved days, if you're a Christian listening, you totally get what I mean by that. But in my unsaved days, there was a very, very popular song that I totally enjoyed, more because of the music, not so necessarily the lyrics, but, you know, the music that came with the lyrics. But there was this song called Gin and Juice. And in that song, Snoop Dogg said, I got my mind on my money and my money on my mind. Simple but profound. He said it as a hook, but what he didn't know is he was telling the absolute truth, because that is how you prioritize your money. Get your money on your mind. Not your bills, not your expenses, not how am I going to pay for this. That's not your money. That's your responsibilities. I'm saying get your money on your mind. You need to think about your money. You need to feel when it comes to your money. And more importantly, you need to feel good feelings. And that's why it's important to have the relationship with money. You know, because if you're stressed about money all the time, if you're worried about money all the time, then you don't want money on your mind because it's stress related, and everybody wants to escape stress. Everybody wants to get away from worry. Everybody wants to avoid fear. Everybody does. I mean, that's just human nature. So, you know, what do? You know, if your relationship is constantly dysfunctional, then you'll continue to avoid money. You won't think about money. And that is one of the problems. That's one of the things that's preventing the money that you've been asking for, believing for, praying for, that's preventing it from showing up. Yeah, so got to get your money on your mind. Well, we talked about not prioritizing your money. And we said that chasing it, being obsessed with it, and or serving it was not making making your money a priority. Well, let's talk about a couple of solutions. Let's deal with it. So, you know, the first action step that I would share with you is bring your money into subjection. What do I mean by that? Okay, well, you've got to harness your money. You've got to kind of show your money who's boss. You know, you've got to, you know, kind of dictate how the day is going to go to your money opposed to your money dictating it to you. My second action step for you is to make your money answer to you. Yeah. Opposed to you answering to your money, you know, when your money's telling you you can't go, you can't have, you can't do, you know, you can't be. Yeah. you know, you've got to make your money answer to you. How do you do that? By step number three, action step number three, giving your money direction. You have to dictate what the outcome is going to be to your money. Because money, one of the things that I've learned about money is that money is responsive. There is a scripture that I like to address, and it talks about how money answers all things. And I always say, yeah, and money answers all things, but it's not the answer to all things. Not playing on words. Let me give you an illustration. Okay, so you got an electric bill due? Yeah, money will answer that because you got to pay it, right? Okay, you've got a doctor bill, you know, a hospital bill, something like that. Well, money will answer that. Money is the answer to that because there's a debt there and it has to be paid, right? Okay, well, let's say that you know, you're found with a terminal. Let's say you have a terminal disease, or at least they say it's terminal, and they say there's no cure. Well, money's not going to answer that. It's not the answer to that. No, not at all. Now, it's the answer to the doctor bills that you get because of them treating you and your medications and, you know, whatever that whole experience costs you. Money will answer that aspect of it, but it won't answer the health issue. Okay? So remember, money does answer all things, but it's not the answer to all things. With that being the case, money is to be subject to you. Money has to have your direction, and money has to answer to you, opposed to you answering to it. So hopefully that helps. Hopefully. And if not, just keep coming back, keep hanging around, or you can, you know, join me on some of my social media where I share other tips there as well. You can find me at on Instagram. You can find me at The Authentic Chick. And on Facebook, you can find me on my page, Money Authentically. So having said that, thanks for joining us for this segment. Ray Jenkins of Money Authentically checking out here. Until the next time, bye-bye. Hey there again.
Our minds on our money. Hope you enjoyed those tips today. Hope you enjoyed authentic money. And I hope you will turn on next week as we go over some of our tips in coming into the new year with our mind on Christ and the things that God has stored for us. Amen. It's time to consecrate ourselves for 21 days. We're going to talk about that on next Saturday at 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time right here on Blog Talk Radio. I love you and I thank you for supporting us. Send us an email. Let us know if those tips were very helpful that I shared with you today. Enjoy the rest of this holiday. God bless you.
Hey. 1, 2, 1, 2.
You're listening to the Morning Glory International Voice of Hope with Minister Tim, providing you with that gleam of hope.
It's my